Hi, welcome to Sources of Strength podcast. I'm Aaliyah. I'm not like the host or anything. I'm just starting this off. I'm a junior. My pronouns are she, her.
I just interrupted you. I'm so sorry. I'm Max, she, her. I know I don't sound like it, but yeah. And this podcast, we're talking about just kind of...
You forgot about Avery.
No, it's fine. Keep going. Okay.
In this podcast, we're talking about just kind of everything that in terms of mental health, like, you know, what helps, what, you know, we kind of struggle with. We try not to talk about the struggles that much, but, you know, occasionally it helps for context and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Hi, and I'm Avery. I'm a junior at Sheldon, and pronouns are she, her. And yeah, this podcast is just kind of talking about kind of focusing more on the healing and help side of mental health. We're not going to focus more on the struggles, but just about, just about kind of getting through hard stuff, I guess, and just kind of working through that. So our first kind of, I guess, topic question is
what helps you? Or I guess what helps us?
Guys, this is our first time, so yeah, sorry.
Please don't be mean.
What helps you with mental health, I guess?
Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
Sweet.
Honestly, it's going to sound cliche, but video games really help. I mean, I like to say I'm a nerd, and, you know, I am.
Cliche?
Yeah.
Never heard of that. Like, video games? I never heard of video games helping.
It's just like, it's an escape, really. I mean, escapism isn't necessarily always the best, but for me, it helps. Like, it's just like, it's a really good anti-stressor, and like, also it helps like my brain focus, because you actually have to like do a lot of, in most games, it's a lot of complex stuff, so it makes my brain focus more on that than my problems, which, again, if you're trying to work through your problems, not necessarily the best, but for me, it works.
Yeah, no, and that's really understandable. And also, being a nerd is so cool. It is, just don't even worry
about
it.
Nerds are hot.
Nerds are so cool.
I don't know how to take that, but thanks.
You're welcome. I totally understand that. Like, for me, at least, so recently, I don't know, I did, with school being like a lot, pretty difficult this
midterms
year as a junior.
Are awful.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
And junior year is the worst. I'm a senior, by the way. I never said that before.
Oh, yeah, no, you're good. And so I have a really good relationship with my sisters and my parents. And so they've been an awesome, awesome support system for me. But usually, like, going with escapism, I'm a really avid reader. I haven't been recently because of school, but like, I usually am a really big reader. And just escapism is such a good de-stressing way, because it takes you out of what you're in and just puts you in like this whole different, like, I don't know, almost like better situation. And it kind of helps just ease your mind a little bit. But yeah. What about you, Aaliyah?
I like going outside and riding my longboard, which sounds kind of dumb, but
it is not
dumb. That's like awesome.
That's so epic.
I find it really, really fun. I mean, I don't really go out for a long time because my foot likes to cramp, which really sucks. But I just like cruising around on my longboard. It's really, really fun. I do fall off a lot, but, you know, yeah, it's okay.
What's some of your favorite places to go?
Just like around my neighborhood, or like, the trail by the river, what's it called?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it leads to the mall, right?
Yeah. It kind of goes like around. Yeah. It leads like, yeah, I like longboarding on that trail. It's really fun. Because it's like hilly, but it's also like flat. Like, the roads are smooth, so it's nice. Mm.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. No, like, so during quarantine, whenever like we were stuck inside all the time, I kind of needed to find a way to like, I don't know, like get out and like do something. And so what I would do is I'd just take my dog for a walk outside. And in the neighborhood that I have, there's like a little area where it's really pretty, and it's like trees and like fields and stuff. And it was like my favorite thing to just walk my dog out and just be out in nature and be out in the open. And I don't know, I would usually go at like sunset or like in a really pretty time midday, or in the rain, because I love walking in the rain and just dancing in the rain and being dramatic and all.
The rain is amazing.
Dancing in the rain.
It sounds really dramatic, but I love dancing in the rain, like, a lot. But yeah, and that was something that really helped me just like, I don't know, like calm my mind almost. But yeah.
Yeah, it's I gotta get out more. I don't get out as much as I want to because the problem is like when I have time, I'm like so exhausted, so I just never do it. But I used to ride my bike a lot, and that was great.
I have not ridden my bike in so long. I felt that.
I love bike riding. I used to ride my bike to school.
Yeah, when I lived closer, I could, but now I don't. So
yeah, understandable. Yeah.
I really like hanging out with my friends also because my social battery like never runs out.
Which same. I hear, mine like, runs out after 5 minutes.
Yeah, like my social battery, like I need to be around people like constantly or like I get like super weird.
Yeah.
I just like hang out with my friends and it's just like super like relaxing and chill. And like I don't have to worry about like what I'm going to say or like what we're going to do. It's just like I like being with people. So.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Okay. So for me, I'm really blessed. I have an awesome sister. She's around my age. She's 13. She's gonna be 14. And
oh my god, the best age ever to have a sister.
Oh my gosh, it's so fun.
Y'all are lucky.
Because no, like so our relationship is just like one of us will come in each other's rooms and it's just like I'm bored, entertain me, and then we're like sure, fine, whatever. And we have done just like the most random things. And she's one of my favorite human beings to be with. I love her so much. But okay, does anyone really listen to music to like I don't know as like a way of I guess
I do not actually
I wouldn't call it escapism. It's more just like to process my emotions, like I don't know, having a moody backdrop to process my emotions is pretty cool. Like,
oh yeah,
it also like specifically like sets me up for moods, so it's like if I'm sad and like I want to be sad, I'll listen to like sad music. I never really listened to happy music, but that doesn't necessarily mean...
Really?
Yeah. Oh my that doesn't God. Necessarily mean that, like, I'm sad all the time. It's just, like, one of my favorite, like, I guess... I don't think it's a genre, but, like, I really dig, like, songs that are really, really upbeat. But when you actually listen to the vocals, they're actually kind of sad.
Yeah. No, I totally get that.
That's kind of, like, how I am in general. So it's pretty cool. Like, it honestly does help to process my emotions that way because it's not just me sitting in my head that doesn't make sense.
Right. Yeah.
If I assign emotions to songs, and that kind of like helps me process them in a way.
Yes. So I am a big person on music. I get told by my family so much that I'm a music snob because I can sit and argue about the best kinds of music for hours, and I'm convinced that I can be right.
I love those
sometimes.
Types of people. Oh my god. I'm that, but with film. I will sit and argue about film for hours.
Oh, yeah. And so one of my best friends, we will just sit and have like, oh my gosh, the amount of times we've had like hours and hours of conversations just like dissecting like old music and how it relates to new. Yeah, we go like we nerd out about it. But no, it's like I totally get about assigning like emotions to songs because at least for me, whenever I can't understand what emotion I'm feeling, I go and like find it. Like either in like writing or in like song lyrics, and then I'm just like, yes, that right there, that is what I'm feeling, that line, yes, and so I totally get that.
I also just get hyper fixated on music if it's really good. I'm just like, I'm gonna blast this and this only for the next 3 days.
Yep, that's how I drive my sisters insane because they're like, oh my gosh, will you shut up about this song? And I'm like, no, I won't.
It's the neurodivergency in it.
Exactly. yes, but yeah, music is another big one for me with, I guess, emotions and processing mental health and stuff. But
it's also just like such a way of like bringing people together. Like,
I agree.
It's the amount of times I've like bonded over listening to a song with like my partner or something is a lot, and it's really cool.
Aww.
Like it's
yeah,
I know, sappy, but
no, yeah, at least so okay. Talking about bonding over music though, like okay, so with my dad. I love my dad so much, and we have a great, great relationship. But one of the things we love to do is he's also really big into music too, and what we love to do is just kind of like we'll listen to songs and like share them back and forth with each other, and then or like he'll play a song and be like, hey, this sounds a lot like this one that I know you really like, and we'll go on for hours about that too. But no, I get it. I understand that like a lot.
Music, man, it's something.
It is.
I love seeing all those quotes about like the love of music and everything because like. It's so present and interesting how music has such a massive impact on, like, not only mental health, but just, like, in general, like, how we as a society is like, oh, wow, this set of, like, notes and sounds sound really cool.
Yeah, no, and how, like, even, like, complete cultures are, like, built, like, around mm-hmm. music, too. Like there's some, like, just cultures, like, especially I think I was learning in, in, like, South America or, like, Central America or whatever, they have, like, just, like, the music is, like, the key part of their, like, entire, like, culture and like everything.
Rituals and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's insane. It's so crazy. But, yeah. What else, Aaliyah? What else helps you?
I'm just sitting here drawing as you guys are chit-chatting about music. I'm not a bit... Okay. I hate saying this, but like I'm not like all out on music.
No, that's okay.
And I don't really relate to like music that much. I don't know why. I think it's because I just like never really listened to a lot of music. I don't know. I mean, we're all different, but I know like most people like to listen to music to like deal with their emotions. I don't really know what I'm trying to get at.
No, you're good.
I just like being out and active. That's just something I like doing. I really like hanging out with my bunny, Ricky.
Oh, Ricky! God.
Ricky the rabbit.
That is such a good name. I don't think I've said it in a while.
My father named him.
I love that.
That is such a father name.
Like, I brought him home one day, and my dad's like, because I'm the only man in the house, I should be able to name him. Because I have all sisters. I have no brothers. So I'm like, okay.
What's that like? I have all brothers and no sisters.
All sisters? Well, they're all, I don't really know, because they're all toddlers, so they're just kind of all, like, crying all the time.
Okay, this is kind of an unpopular opinion amongst a lot of people, but I love children so much. Like, a lot of the people that I know, like, so I'm very active in, like, my church and stuff, and so a lot of the families that are around have, like, a lot of little children, and so I always just, you know, naturally just go and hang out with, like, little kids and stuff, and they say the funniest things that, like,
they say the most out-of-pocket things.
Yeah, like, just the other day, I was hanging out with one of my favorite little five-year-olds, and I had, like, some rings on my finger, and she looked at me, and she kind of, like, verbally processed, and she just goes, what, your finger, oh, okay, and I was like, what, and she goes, I thought you were Mellied because you had wings on your fingers, and I was like, no, I'm not, thanks, though, and she was like, yeah, I will always debt now, because it would be on the other finger, and I was like, yeah.
That's so great. I
they say the funniest things, but
my brothers are just like they're so mean sometimes. Like they say the most out of pocket things, but like they're so like mean with it. Like,
so okay, some little boys are absolutely just like they would like destroy you, and you're just like left.
My brother, my brothers are 7 and 5, and they'll gang up on
no.
me, and like
that's like the worst age. Yeah,
they'll tattle on me all the time too. Like I got an ice cream out of the fridge or the freezer when they said they couldn't have any, and my brother Ben was going like, "Mom, Rudy got a popsicle."
I'm so sorry for you.
I can't get away with anything anymore. And he thinks he's going to get a reward for doing that, which I don't know if that's
maybe. My sisters do that to each other. They go, Mom, look, she's doing this. And you're like, Leah, look, she's doing this. Like, I don't care what you're doing. Like,
and like, they don't understand that, like, we genuinely don't care. Like,
yeah.
I don't care.
But I mean, it's like, I have mixed feeling about children because I tend to not like children because I have just all my sisters are just like really young. So it's like, I just.
Yeah.
Hate babies.
I feel
don't want to have babies. There's no babies. Okay. I just want animals. I just want pets. Belt. But like when I see like other kids, like I think they're really cute. Like I like kids from a distance, you know? Like I don't want to have my own. Like I don't want to have siblings. I just like them from a distance.
But you
like cousins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing.
Like not children that you have to see every single day of your life. Just like you can see him when you want to.
But I really like watching, because my little sister, my youngest sister is 2. And so I like watching her, like learn something, like, kind of, like, every day. Like, she'd be like, what's this? And I'd be like, oh, it's that. She'd be like, oh, whoa. Like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Because I've only been here for, like, 24 months. But, you know.
Yeah.
I feel you. I think the hardest thing for me is, like, my brothers are kind of, what's a polite way to say this? They're kind of jerks a lot of the time. Like, my oldest brother, well, I'm the oldest, but, you know, like, Sam, he has a lot of behavioral issues. We don't exactly know why, just has them. And a lot of the times when he wants attention, he'll just, like, break something of mine or, like, punch me. So it's hard.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's great. And he's like, big, too, so he can, like, actually hurt. So it's just kind of hard to, like, enjoy children when that's largely been my experience with kids. And Ben, the youngest, takes after him. He doesn't have the same quote unquote issues, but he like takes after him because he thinks it's funny.
Right. Because he sees his older brother like, oh, he goes and punches that thing. Oh, that must be cool. And that must be fun. I'll go do that too. Cause that's how siblings,
and I think
that's how they work.
What's worse is like, I can't really be a parent to them because that's not my job. So it's right. hard to like kind of be in the middle of like, I don't want them to do this, but it's hard to like get them to stop because I'm not their parent. So therefore they don't really listen to me that much.
Right. Yep. I feel that completely because it's like, it's just like, I'm kind of like the second mom because my sisters are so young, but it's also like, I care, but like, I don't, like, I don't want you to get lost. I don't want you to die. But like, you know, I don't care what you're doing, but I also care what you're doing. If it's dangerous, I kind of tell them not to do something. But if it's not dangerous, I just go, you know, whatever. Mom will yell at you, but that's not my issue.
For me, it's like when I'm like left alone to watch them, my anxiety goes nuts because I'm like, oh God, what if they like fall and die? Or like,
my God.
Oh God. But when I'm not the one, I'm just like, get out of here. I don't care. Because, you know, someone else, like someone, a responsible adult is there. Contrary to popular belief, I may be turning 18, but I am not a responsible adult.
That's so understandable.
Go ahead. I'm not an anxious person, like never. Like, I don't really get anxious, like
the dream.
It's nice not having to just worry about anything. But the only thing, the only time I get worried is when I'm with my sisters at the airport.
They're little anxiety.
Oh bags, my goodness.
Like, yeah. The airport is so big. It's so crazy. There's so many people. And I turn around and one of them's not there and I'm going to just combust. Like, I literally can't. It's just like, one's at the window. One's getting ice cream. The other one's not here. How many sisters do I have again? Got to do a head count every 5 seconds. Like, are we all on the plane? I don't know.
Is one of them hanging off the side?
Literally.
My brothers are quick, though. Like, they can be behind you and then, like, 20 feet away in 2 seconds. It's horrifying.
I'm that person. Like, if I was sibling, that'd be me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, okay. So for me, it's a little bit different because my sisters are 13, almost 14. She'll be 14 in May.
Dang.
And, oh my goodness, she's going to be 10. Yeah. Oh my gosh, she's going to be 10. Oh, that boy, that just kind of hit me. Yeah, so they're like almost 14 and 10. And so, you know, they're a little bit more like, I guess, trained in the world a little bit. But like, I guess for me, it's more of just like, I the anxiety's kind of like lessened a little bit, but I don't know, just whenever they were much younger and I was like just starting out babysitting and stuff, I would always get so like keyed up about everything. And especially like whenever I go like take them out somewhere, like for example, I took both my sisters to Target and I made them both hold each of my hands and walk with me so I could see them at all times. And they were like, Avery, we don't need to do this. Like, we're not going to die. I was like, no, you don't know that. You don't know. You could get kidnapped. You could die. Like, you could get hit by a car and it'd be all my fault. And they're like, Avery.
Inside of Target.
The car's going to barrel through Target to hit them specifically.
Yes, exactly. And so, or I'm like, you know, they're just, you know, or they'll be like, hey, I'm going to run off. And I'm like, no, you have to stay right here. And they're like, yeah. So I understand that. I understand that a lot.
I think the weirdest thing is like, they're their own people. Like, yeah. My brother's developing interests and a personality. I'm like, you aren't just a little goober that, like, cries sometimes. Like, you're actually, like, a person who likes things.
Yeah.
Sadly, it's, like, the worst, most annoying Minecraft YouTubers you could think of. But, you know.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yep. I feel like every sibling has to go through that phase. Like, just all of them.
If the people I think are listening to this are listening, I'm not talking about Dream, I promise. I mean, I don't like him.
He's ugly, but
you know.
Sorry, that was sort of
no, you're good.
Actually, no, it's not Dream, it's Ranbu. It's Ranbu that they like.
Oh, I'm just not gonna share my opinion. I'm sorry.
Okay, moving this a little bit more towards mental health though, real quick. So what are the many sources of like in your like I guess okay,
the thinking, sources the of sources. Comfort in your life, yeah.
Yes, or like they're just like sources in general of strength. That's the name of the podcast.
What's the name?
No,
Sources of Strength.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
Wow. It's not. It's like we just copied the national chain, the name. Yeah, we're great job, guys.
But, okay, how did the sources, like, you know, thinking like the pinwheel, like the, all the different
the
things.
Pinwheel?
Like,
the pinwheel? Girl, circle.
I think if I had to pick, I don't have much spirituality just because of my experiences with that. But
let's do strengths.
Yeah, do some strengths.
I have a lot of good friends. I mean, I have a lot of...
I thought you were going to say I had a lot of strengths. I was like, okay, cocky over there.
Like, okay, I am like, good for you. Like the antithesis of cockiness. Anyway, I have a lot of friends. Like, I have a lot of really good friends. A lot of times I struggle with like actually believing they like me, but that's my own insecurities, not them. And they're all really great. And I have a great partner. I love them to death. And I have a lot of animals. And they're like, I feel bad because I've had to give all my attention to my cat because she's like a toddler right now. And my dog is very mad because he's like 4 years old and used to getting all the attention. So he's very mad.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why we can't get a second dog, because my dog is he's such an only child. I feel like that if we would get like a sibling dog for him or something, he would just hate everything.
My favorite thing is that he'll just sit there and mope. Like the cat will like be all cute and want attention, and he'll just sit there and be like, "You cat,
like you, yeah, why you,
yeah."
Oh yeah.
They either love each other or they like actively hate each other.
So basically, like real life siblings.
Yep. And the cat doesn't do anything better. She'll literally go up and like bat him in the face just for fun and then run away.
Oh yeah. It's really funny.
Cats. What about you, Avery?
Okay. I feel like for me, okay, so I mentioned before that like I have like my family life is like really it's pretty solid. Like I feel like I can talk to my parents about most anything. And they're like my main source of like thing of I guess strength, my source of strength. But also I do have some pretty good friends too. I feel like I can tell them pretty much anything. Again, yeah, just great support system all around. I do feel like too that another strength of mine is, I guess spirituality too. I don't know. I was born and raised Catholic my whole life, and it's just something that means a lot to me, and it's something I don't know, works really well in my life. What about you, Leah?
Sorry, I'm stalling. I'm pulling up the wheel.
No, you're good.
I think one of my strengths is okay. People are not gonna agree with me on this, but generosity. I'm actually a really nice person.
You are, Aaliyah. You
I'm
are
a pretty
too.
Swaggy person. It just kind of comes out randomly, like when I'm being generous. I feel really good when I do something for someone else, and it makes them like feel better. Or, I don't know, like, I just like making people smile, and I'll, like, do whatever I can to make that happen, because I want people to be, I don't know, I just like making people happy, and so I love helping out and just doing stuff for people.
I think it's important that people like those, like, that exist, because, like, it's also, a lot of people are, like, get, like, I guess, insecure when someone like that is like someone so openly like I know that I'm a good person and I like being a good person. A lot of people will take that as like you're like awful and like self-centered and I don't like that. And that's like I think that it's important that we realize that there are people like that who like aren't like mean about that, but they just like being nice people.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's not like I'm nice all the time. I mean, yeah, I'm no not one, nice no one every second of the day. I mean, it's just like it's just something that's just like, it's just kind of part of my personality. I just like being generous.
Yeah, and you're very good at that, Aaliyah. You're really
fun to talk to.
Yes, that is very true.
Oh, what was that laugh?
All right. Well, since we're hitting the end of our time, that about wraps up our episode
the time
one.
Is up.
Yeah. but we'll be back next week with another episode about probably something different, a different topic about mental health. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye.